Blog Talk Radio. That's right. Something happens when we call on his name. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Legacy Libra Worldwide Empower Radio, radio like no other. And I am your host for this show, Apostle Lasandra J. Hardy. I want to thank you for tuning in, logging in, calling in, whatever way you could get on. You got on this morning at 6 a.m. What a great way to wake up and praise the Lord this morning. I'm telling you, it's been over 6 years since I've done online radio, and God said it is your time to come back and start it again. And so that's what I'm doing, and I am so excited to be back on. I'm so glad you've decided to connect with me today. We're going to have a great time. We're going to worship the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord. Why? Because it is, again, our 12th thank you unto God fast. Amen. And this is the fourth watch prayer, praise, and power hour. Amen. We're closing out the fourth watch with prayer, praise, and power unto who? Unto our God. This fast is not a fast about you and between you and God. This is a boastful fast. This is a fast that gets the attention of others who want to know how you're able to continue to stand even when blows are coming at you. How can you continue to worship and praise the Lord when they know your life might be toe up right now? It is not about our circumstance or situation. It has to do with who he is. He is God at all times, and that does not change. Amen. This thing, the whole fast, got started on 2 Chronicles in the 20th chapter as we were studying about King Jehoshaphat. King Jehoshaphat had the formula. He knew how to approach God in his kingship. He knew how to approach God as a king and priest in the earth. Not only did he call his own self on a fast, but he called all the people that he ruled and reigned over on a fast. They got apostolic and prophetic instructions what to do, and guess what? They had to show up, but they didn't have to fight. I'm declaring and decreeing that during this fast, and even as you continue to be faithful and supporting this ministry and continuing to show before God and be who God has called you to be without wavering, without doubt, fear, and worry, but know that he is worthy to be praised at all times. Amen. That you will experience sweatless victory, that you will experience being able to sleep at night. For those whom he loves, he grants what? Sweet sleep. Amen. Experience God being your total banner and battle acts. Amen. So I thank everyone again for coming on this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We praise you for this day. We wake up with praise on our lips. We clap our hands. We move our feet, Lord God. We don't wake up complaining, but we say, Lord God, that I will bless you at all times, and your praise will continuously be in our mouths. We will enter our gates with thanksgiving and enter to the courts with praise. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We honor you. We throw up our hands and give you glory. We thank you, Lord God, for another day. I have chosen to bless you. I have chosen to rejoice and be made glad in it. God, we thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you for connections today. We thank you that we're able to connect all over the world, Lord God, just to give you glory, just to give you praise. We're not coming asking for anything, but oh God, we pray the Lord God will accept the praise from our books, the praise from us. You will accept the praise from our death. Oh God, thank you for being so good. Thank you for being such a faithful God. Even when we mess up, Lord God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that has given us start, that can get us back on the right road, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I declare and decree those who have logged in today, any ailments in their body, anything that's going on health-wise, Lord God, I declare, Lord God, that there's a shift in their body. We thank you, Lord God, for the miracle in their life today. We thank you, Lord God, for making them a miracle today. Lord God, those who go back and listen to the replay, Lord God, let the words of my mouth, Lord God, be able to speak, Lord God, to that thing, Lord God, that may, Lord God, be causing pain to dissipate now in Jesus' name. We thank you for the blood. We thank you, Lord God, for covering and protection. We declare Psalms 91, 71, Lord God, Psalms 23, and Psalms 1, Lord God. I declare that over your people today. Lord God, may their ear never grow dim, Lord God. May they never lose their hearing, Lord God, to hear your voice. May their eyes, Lord God, always be sharp, able to see, Lord God. May their lips, Lord God, continue to not only praise you, but study your word and speak your word for us. I declare, Lord God, that they will mature, Lord God, and continue to mature into atmosphere shifters, Lord God, mind regulators, Lord God, world changers in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that your boldness and your confidence as we continue to draw closer to you and fall in love with you, there is a boldness and confidence that is released over your people. Thank you for blessing this broadcast. Thank you, Lord God. Somebody may not know you today, Lord God, through your son, but today they will be saved. They will be set free. If they walked away, Lord God, I thank you for renewed and reestablished relationships with you through your son, Jesus Christ, Lord God. I thank you for this time. Thank you for the word that will be released on this radio show, Lord God. Thank you for this thing expanding, Lord God, to nations, Lord God, that people will hear about you, about your love, Lord God, about your righteous forgiveness, Lord God, about, Lord God, your sacrifice of your son. And it is so, and we thank you, and we rejoice in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So there is an apostolic word that I will be releasing this morning. Amen. I'm telling you, it is a time of not only packing and getting our stuff ready, it is a great time of rejoicing. I don't care what it looks like. Amen. I don't care what report you have heard. You have got to get to the point where you believe the report of the Lord. So there is an apostolic word released this morning. Amen. The place where you are, for some of you, is coming to an expected end. I didn't just say coming to an end. I didn't say sooner than later. It's coming to an expected end. There's an expiration date on the trouble that you might be experiencing right now. There's an expiration date to the curses that have continued to circulate around your family. I hear God saying there's some witchcraft prayers that were prayed over your bloodline that keeps visiting you at a certain time. Every single time you get ready for a breakthrough, it seems like that door continues to shut in front of you. But God said there's an expected end, even for some of you that were not planning to move. I'm shifting you, says the Lord. So some of y'all are going to be moving. You don't even know you're getting ready to move, but you're getting ready to shift and shift quickly. The shift is going to happen in your mind, and then physically you're getting ready to be up out. Do not get caught up in what you see or what you may be experiencing right now. I'm in the midst, and I have worked it out already for your good to those who fully obey my instructions. For many of you, it is manifestation time. That's a shout right there. For many of you, it is manifestation time. You will see what you have prayed for and what I have placed my yes and amen to. This will be a great time of celebration for many of you. I'm reviving some things within you that have gone dormant, just asleep, but not dead. Some things in you are about to erupt like a dormant volcano. You know how a volcano can sleep for many, many, many years, and then there's a sudden eruption. Some of you are about to blow up just like a volcano. Amen. All right. So it says here, I'm reviving things within you that have gone dormant, just asleep, but not dead. I'm breathing new life into the plans that I have for you. For some of you, I'm introducing you to many kings that have great access and resources with surplus for what you need. Did you hear all of that? Great kings that have great access with resources and the surplus and the overflow that you need. For those who have been faithful, fast, you have decided to give me priority, you will have sweatless victory in every area of your life, for I will continue to be your banner and battle axe. I hear God saying for some of you, you just need to go on to sleep. Let it go. God says he's going to be your total banner and battle axe. A shift in climates is here. For I'm rearranging some things in the atmospheres that would bring harm to my people. I'm releasing my grace to protect you, for I am good, a good, good father, an Abba Papa. I'm protecting you, says the Lord. New love for some of you is here. You have waited very patiently. Wait a minute. I'm reading that a little bit too fast. Let me back up on that one. Wait a minute. For some of you, new love is here. You have waited very patiently, and for some of you, your time of matchmaking is here. See, the enemy is trying to make it seem like, you know, you're going to be just single the rest of your life, and you're okay, God. All right, that's what you want to do. God said, because you've been so faithful, you've been obedient, you decided to make me priority, I am releasing you to be able to love and love strong and hard again. So come on, some. That's a great place to rejoice. Because you continued in my ways and sought after me, says the Lord, you made me priority, says the Lord. Release is here for you. Amen. There will continue to be an increase in ordained marriages, marriages that I approve of, and it's going to be happening, continuing to happen in 2019 and 2020. Be careful. It may be whom you least expect. Let me say that again. It may be whom you least expect, but together his purpose and legacy will be established through the both of you. Amen. A great time of rejoicing is here for many of you that fully obey my instructions and follow my commands. Okay, there's a specific instruction that he's saying here. He said a great time of rejoicing is here for those who fully obey his instructions and follow after his commands. I'm going to say that again. There's great rejoicing here for those who fully obey his instructions and follow his commands. So that word is not for everybody that continues to walk in disobedience, continues to be rebellious, continues to walk in witchcraft, continues to not hit the mark, continues to go off and do their own thing. That this is not going to be a time of rejoicing for you. The time of rejoicing is for those who fully obey his instructions and follow his commands, a double release of blessings and honor will be bestowed upon you. I'm expanding your reach and your influence, says the Lord. I'm increasing your borders. For those who continue in my immediate obedience, the blessing of Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14 is released up on you. I'm going to give you just a moment to shout right there, because if you've been doing what everything God then told you to do and you've been immediately obedient, fully obeying his commands, this is a great time of rejoicing for you. For he said he's releasing Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. So it doesn't matter where you go. If you're going out, coming in, you're going to be blessed. Your basket, your netting trough, your wallets, your pocketbooks, your purses is going to be blessed. Your business is about to be blessed. The fruit of your womb is about to be blessed. That means your children and your children and your children's children and your children's children's children, because you know whatever he does, it's going to go down the bloodline. It's going to establish legacy, are going to be blessed. You've been praying. You just want your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grandchildren to be born in it. There is an expected end to the curses. The curses are over. Do you hear me? Get ready to move quickly. This blessing of Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14 is released upon you. I'm bringing you out of the curses that have reciprocated in your life and have visited your family's bloodline for many generations. You need to shout, because some of us, you know, there's some things that happen. You like, why is this keep happening? It's no matter how much you pray, no matter how much you done slayed oil on yourself, it seems like everybody else get free but you. You got to go back around that same thing. But there's an expected end to these curses, says the Lord. I am bringing you out, says the Lord. You will no longer be slave to it. For the expected end time to that is here. Your exit is here. For I'm making everything right again for my people, my chosen, says the Lord. And this is the word of the Lord. Can't we just go into worship just for a minute? Can't we just praise God that he's bringing us out and that there is an expected end to the things that have reciprocated as a curse in our lives? This is a great place to praise the Lord. Amen. Can we just, I can't hear you, but can you put your hands together? Can you lift them up? Lift them up and say, God, I thank you. I praise you. I'm telling you, some of you about to run and shout like you ain't never run and shouted before. It is not going to be just a trickling. It's not going to be just a little ball of fist of just little raindrops here, little raindrops there. But I'm telling you, the overflow is here. Get your stuff together. You ain't got time to be sitting here trying to find this and find that. And some of y'all, I hear God saying you're already together. Whether you got garbage bags or you got boxes or you got baskets, time. But look, it's time for us to move on. We're going to take a moment and give God some praise with this praise break by William Murphy.
God's going to use your testimony. Oh, I need somebody in here with a nasty. testy testimony. So open up your mouth. Say, I wasn't in church all my life. I did some stuff. I should have been in jail. I should have been dead. But he was lifted high. And on a tree.
Coming out. The expected end is here. Now, I'm getting ready to just get ready to close out in just a few. But again, we're on our 12th thank you unto God fast. For those who are just logging in or calling in, I see you lined up on the lighted up on the switchboard. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is part of our 12th thank you unto God fast. It's almost been 1 year. We started May 23rd, 2018, and it's almost been a year since we've been doing these fasts. This fast, again, is not just about you and between God and all this stuff. This is a bold stand before the Lord to let him know how much we love him, how we praise him. We didn't say based on what we believe or what we think or what we're going through and all this stuff. No, it is because he is God and he deserves our praise. He is to be glorified at all times. Can you praise him regardless of what you are facing now? That's what these fasts are about, because we're going to praise him to the point where he steps in and be our banner and battle axe. God don't want you wasting time, wasting precious minutes that he can be glorified, trying to fight some doggone demon, trying to fight stuff in the going always up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, have to deal with stuff when you need to be asleep. God said, you make me priority, I got you. What did King Jehoshaphat and the people have to do? They had to respect and honor the word that was given to them and show up, but they didn't have to fight. What did they do? They made noise. They made a beautiful, glorious noise unto the Lord. And I truly believe God took their sound, their praise, and turned it and caused calamity among their enemies. Their enemies killed themselves. Come on, somebody. This one here, as you exit out, you don't have to fight. You're going to be able to turn around and see your enemies and turn it back around and you won't see them no more. You're going to be walking off with your stuff. Your enemies have got your stuff and your enemies are going to have to release it. You don't believe me? Let's just look at Exodus 12. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. This particular fast is bringing us out. Remember, we did 11. It had to do with transition. Now we're coming out and into a place of divine order, divine setup, divine government. Come on, everything is coming in divine order. Amen. It is our time to exit out because the expected end is here. Now, Exodus 12 had to do with Moses. He had went before Pharaoh, but God had got explicit instructions from God. Mm-hmm. And Moses and Aaron told the people exactly what to do because he was going to cause the firstborn of every Egyptian, even their livestock, was going to die. The firstborn of everything they owned, every child, it didn't matter if they were the firstborn, God was going to come with through the angel of death, amen, and take their breath. And so Moses Aaron gave them explicit instructions what to do, to not only apply the blood over your door, but along the doorpost, so that when the angel of death comes, that they do not suffer the life of you because you are protected. I'm saying something right there. I hope y'all got this. Now listen to this. Okay, so part of our studies as we meditate on the scriptures for the next 3 days, amen, during our fast in Exodus 12, 31. Let's pick up at 31, amen, because now the people are prepared. God told them to do not come out of your house. Don't go past that doorpost until morning comes. Great death is coming, and if you don't follow the instructions, you're not going to make it. I hope you hear what I'm saying. If you don't follow the explicit instructions that are coming from God, that's going to either come through a prophet or apostle, or the Spirit of God is going to fall on that person, you're going to miss it. He told them exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. And he said, don't come out your house until morning. Don't cross that door or you might not end up, you won't make it. So here it is. Let's go. Let's pick up at 31. Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron during the night because the death angel done came through now and took every firstborn, including Pharaoh's son. So he lost his firstborn son. There was great weeping and wailing throughout Egypt. Do you hear me? The Egyptians were crying. They were distraught. Every firstborn, even their livestock, were dead, had no more life. But children of Israel were protected. Come on. Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron during the night. Get out, he ordered. Leave my people and take the rest of the Israelites with you. Come on, wait a minute, hold up. This thing, this calamity hit Pharaoh so bad, he said, get out. He ordered, leave my people and take the rest of the Israelites with you. This is, now come on, you know some devastation hit when the enemy tells you this. Go, what worse? He didn't say go and move into another house. He didn't say go and build something in another land. He said go and worship. Did you hear? See, yo, the enemy going to give you a clue when it's time for you to worship. He said, go and worship the Lord as you have requested. He said, get out, take all them Israelites with you that done caused this calamity on my people and go worship. The first instruction that he told said, get out, take everybody with you that belong to you, and then what? Go worship the Lord as you have requested. Take your flocks and your herds, and as you said, and get out, be gone. Get out my face, get out my land, get away from my property, get away from everything that I have left. Get out, go, but bless me as you leave. Now, see, the thing about it is, now God had hardened his heart not to even reply or request what the Israelites wanted, because God had to get the Israelites to a certain place. When it's time to go, it's time to go. When it's time for you to move, you don't have time to be sitting here trying to debate or reconcile or check with somebody else. When it's time to go, be ready to move. Take your flocks, your herds, as you said, and be gone. Go, but bless me as you leave. All the Egyptians searched people of Israel to get out of the land as quickly as possible, for thought we will die. Do you mean to tell me God caused such a calamity on the Egyptians that the ones who were over them, the ones who ruled and reigned them, are now submitted to them and they are afraid because of what their God, as they say, has done? He said, if you stay, we're going to surely die. Now, let's wait a minute. Let's stop here, because I've said a whole lot. Now, he said, apply. Now, the instructions were to apply the blood on the doorpost, over the doorpost and on the sides of the doors. Amen. And that because the angel of death was coming through, it's going to take every firstborn of what? The Egyptians. So if you don't follow the instructions, that which you did not do to follow the instructions could happen to you, and you wasn't supposed to be a part of that. So they have to follow the instructions of their leader. You don't have to follow the instructions of your leader in order to be saved, in order to remain safe, in order to remain protected. The instructions are come from your leader, and it is imperative that you do exactly as they have instructed, because your blessing is going to come based on your obedience. Not only did they apply the blood, and as I begin to study, you know, why was the blood applied? I understand that it's protection. I understand that it's covering. But God, why is it that you said to apply the blood on the sides? But then as I begin to continue to read and study, and I missed something, I have missed it. They all were living in one place. They all were together. The Egyptians and the Israelites were all together, which means they must have looked something alike. They must have had the same pigmentation. They must have had some of the same attributes. But the only thing that could distinguish them from not experiencing the death that the Egyptians experienced was the blood. Oh, come on, somebody. You need to shout on that one. The only reason why the Israelites were not in the same calamity as the Egyptians, if they followed the instructions of having the blood applied to their doorpost and over the door frame, was to distinguish them from that which God said will end up being cursed. Come on, somebody. So not only is the blood applied to you to protect you and to cover you, but this blood right here that's going to exit you out of your exodus is also going to distinguish you from those who are chosen and those who are part of the Egyptian culture. Come on, somebody. The blood not only covers you and protects you, and not only has it redeemed you, but it's going to distinguish you as his chosen. Ooh, that's good right there. The Israelites took their bread dough before yeast was added. They wrapped their netting boards in their clothes and carried them on their shoulders. Look, they were in a hurry. It was time to do whatever you got to get out. And the people of Israel did as Moses had instructed. In this time, this dispensation of time, this time of imperative, that you do exactly what your leader has instructed. Whoever you're submitted to and committed to, wherever you pay your tithes and offering, now is not the time for you to meet up somewhere at Starbucks or go into a barbershop or a beauty salon and sit there and bash and down the leader. Now is the time, because God is going to give them specific instructions concerning you and your family. It said they were blessed, they were saved, they were covered, they were redeemed, they were distinguished because they listened and followed the what? Instructions of their leader. They asked the Egyptians. Come on now. So the same heart that God had hardened, now God has favored their hearts to what? Give them whatever they have requested. They asked the Egyptians for clothing and articles of silver and gold. The Lord caused the Egyptians to look favorably. Y'all missed that. The Lord caused the Egyptians to look favorably. Wait a minute. They were the same people. That was the same leader that said he would not let the people go. God had hardened his heart. God had hardened their heart not to help them. But now, what it said, the Lord caused the Egyptians. See, not only is God going to bring you out, not only is God going to protect you and cover you, not only is that same blood going to distinguish you from being chosen and those who are not chosen, even though you might look alike, you might dress alike, you might act alike, but you're going to be distinguished by his blood. Amen. Can somebody just praise God for the blood? Can you praise God for the victory of the blood? Amen. Not only are you going to be distinguished, not only are you coming out, but God is going to cause you to look, have them to look favorably upon your life. Look what he says. They look favorably on the Israelites. God did this thing, and they gave the Israelites whatever they asked for. So they stripped the Egyptians of their wealth. Wait a minute. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because God is amazing. God will take the same people that he might have turned against you to cause them to be right there lined up where you're going to be able to plunder them. He said they stripped them. One version says they plundered the Egyptians. I like this version because it said they stripped the Egyptians of their wealth. That means they don't took all the cattle, all their cattle, and then the Egyptians' cattle. They done took whatever they could to make sure that they don't have to worry about anything on their journey. They plundered them. They took the they done took the gold. They probably done took the table off. They done took the curtains. They done took. They said they stripped them. They took everything that belonged to the Egyptians. They took their wealth. They took their money makers. Y'all need to shout because you're affected in of that thing which has held you hostage, that thing which has caused you from not walking in overflow of finance, that thing that has plagued your family for generations in sickness, things that came as a result of maybe forefathers' disobedience. It is an expected in here, and the blood that has been applied over your doorpost, over your on the sides of the door, is not only a covering, it is not only protection, it is not only redemption, but it's also going to distinguish you from a people that might have to face some judgment, but you're going to be protected. You are coming out. You no longer have to continue to look back wondering if this is going to come together or if that's going to come together. I declare and decree you're about to just walk in it. Things are just going to fall in your lap. You have been obedient. You have done what he said, and even those things that you haven't been obedient to, I truly believe if you follow the instructions of whoever you might be submitted and connected to, that if you humble yourself and do as the prophet or the apostle or your leader has stated, you're going to be walking out in such a distinguishment. You're going to be distinguished. That's why I said God gave it to me last night. There's going to be a season for some of you. You're going to just walk in double honor. You're going to walk in double favor. You're going to walk in double financial breakthrough. And I started last night, and I realized I didn't finish this part. And then we're going to go ahead and close out for this morning. Amen. But I realize multiplication is one thing, but God keeps speaking to me about exponential growth, exponential blessing, exponential expansion. Now, I just finished teaching a couple of weeks ago to my students at a lesson on exponents. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get out of their mind multiplication when they were doing three, let me get a pretty good number, like 9 times 9 times 9. Now, to the third power. They don't realize it was to the third power. So they was like looking at the exponent as 9 times 3. They wasn't looking 9 to the third power. They was looking at it as 9 times 3, which is only 27. Now, let me just get my calculator out. If I do 9 times 3 in regular multiplication, that is 27. But let me get my calculator out. But if I do it to the exponent, if I do it to the exponential power, the 9 to the third power is, let me multiply 9 times 9 times 9 equals 729. Mm-mm. See, y'all not ready for the exponential growth that's about to hit your life. God is not just going to multiply, but I kept hearing God say, no, I'm going to exponentially bless my people. And then when it connected to me that I just finished teaching about exponents, exponents is not just the multiplication or the opposite of what addition is, because if you add 9 plus 9 plus 9, that equals 27. And so my kids had to come out of a point of where they were adding by 9 times 3 to get 27, or 9 plus 9 plus 9. No, look at it. When you look at it, that smaller number is the exponent. It's telling you that it's going to be more than 9 plus 9. Problem correctly, 9 times 9 is what? 81. So we already passed that. But when God is supernatural, 9 times 9 times 9 is 729. It is way bigger and more powerful. It has come with more favor than 27. God is releasing an exponential growth to many of you. I'm telling you, you have been barren far too long. Your stuff has been empty. You've been sowing and sowing and sowing and only reaping a little, but God is releasing an exponential blessing on your life, and it's going to come suddenly. I promise you. You think a lot of people are trying to teach you and continue to train you to work hard as a slave, but I declare and decree, as you continue to show up in front of God's face, making him priority in everything you do, if you don't pick up worry, but you pick up your faith, if you don't pick up doubt, but you pick up your praise, you will realize that you already have the victory. He will step in and be your banner and battle axe, just like King Jehoshaphat. You will see yourself exiting out. God is going to bring you out just like he brought out the children of Israel. It is a time and a place and a season for us to give God glory at all times. It is a rejoicing time. I know you might see some calamity and death may have happened in your family, but still, it's still a great time and a great place to give God the praise. You are coming out. It is an expected end. The blood applied is not only to protect you. It is not only to cover you. It is not only to bring you out, but you're going to be distinguished. You're going to look and know that you are God's. People are going to know that you are God's chosen. The blood is going to distinguish you. It's going to cause you to shine like the noonday sun. The blood is here to redeem you. The blood is here to recover you. The blood is here to rejuvenate you. The blood is here to refresh you. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. But not only does it wash white as snow, it is the blood that is going to give you a seat at the table. It is the blood that's going to redeem and reverse every curse in your family's bloodline. God is cleaning out the stuff that has cursed the bloodline. Your family is going to be, your entire household is about to be not just saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, but you are about to be distinguished. The blood applied in Exodus is exited from the expected end. It's going to cause you to be distinguished from the others. The Egyptians and the Israelites all living together. They all looked alike. Isn't that what happened when there was someone that went, there was a thief that came in the night when the farmers were asleep and sowed tare among the wheat? If you know back in the day, if you come out here in the Midwest, wheat is a big business out in the Midwest and the plains. Wheat is a big business. So when tare grows up, it can literally snatch the life out of the wheat. It can cause them, if they pull it too early, can destroy their whole harvest or their crop. Amen. And so it's like, just like when the enemy comes and sows tare among the wheat, at first it looks like it's the same thing. So if you pull it too early, If you pull it too early, you can pull and mess up your harvest. But as it continues to grow, because that's why God said let it grow. It's some people around you. Y'all all look alike. You professing the same thing. You speaking in tongues. Y'all shouting together. Y'all go out eat together. But there's going to be a distinguishing application that's coming. And it's going to be distinguished by because of the blood. Some people might sow some terror among your wheat, among your harvest. But declare and decree, this will be a time where God is going to separate the wheat from the tare. And the tare is going to burn what? By fire. Now, I'm not talking about physical people getting burned by fire. That is not what I'm talking about. But there are some things that have plagued your bloodline. There's some spirits that have attached themselves to your bloodline that now it is an expected end. Oh, come on. Can we give God glory for this word today? An expected end is here. The blood applied is going to cover you. Again, it's going to cover you. It's going to protect you. It's going to exit you out of this thing, and it's going to distinguish you from everybody else. Come on, somebody. Can we praise God for the blood today? Can we thank him for his blood? Now, I don't do a show without offering Christ as Savior and Lord. His name is Jesus or Yeshua. Amen. And he is the one that I'm talking about as far as the redemption of the blood. Amen. You need to apply Jesus, Yeshua, to your life. Amen. Not only is he a great Savior, but he is a friend. He is one that has made a sacrifice so that you can live a life eternal. Amen. That you can develop relationship with his Father through him. He said, no man comes to the Father except through many translations are out here. Many definitions are out here. Many teachings are out here that you don't need Jesus to go straight to God. But there is a way. And the only way is Christ. And if you don't accept the Son, you don't have the Father. But today I offer you the Son. I offer you Jesus Christ. Amen. And he said, if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for our sins and he was risen on the third day and now he sits at the right hand of the Father, amen, doing intercession for us. Amen. We got somebody fighting on our behalf, pleading on our behalf, covering on our behalf. His name is Jesus or Yeshua the Christ. Amen. Now, if you confess that, if you want to make him Savior and Lord, or even if you walked away because of things that you saw in the church or things that were said to you, let me tell you something. I done had so many people in the church. Let me tell you something. The greatest hurt came from folk that were in the church. Matter of fact, from leaders in the church. But I had a solid relationship. And that's what God is after. He is after relationship. Look, he don't care how you look. He don't even care that you just cussed. Amen. He don't even care if you just smoked before you listen to this radio broadcast. God is after relationship. He knows who you create. He created you to be. Don't let anybody do it because they had a child out of wedlock that they were going to hell. That God could never love them fully. Are you kidding me? That was not a prophecy of God. God's intention is always to get you back to his heart. He loves you. Do you hear me? How much did he love you? He gave up his Son. Amen. And so if we confess it by faith and we believe, then you are saved. If you confess that, you say, Jesus, come into my heart now. I want to make you Savior and Lord of my life. I repent of my sin and I turn from wicked ways. Now, wicked ways have to do with how I think. I turn my thoughts unto you. I turn my thoughts into thinking like you. I take on your mindset for my life. Save me today. Guess what? It's just that simple. Now, to continue to keep living a life full of eternal salvation, a life full of promise, a life full of hope, a life full of being able to mature in your relationship. Now, you need to get connected, okay? It's not good for you to just keep walking out here by yourself because as soon as you get planted, the enemy comes to try and tear that thing away. So pray. Ask God where to be led. I'm telling you, if you just have that simple conversation with him, say, Lord, take me to where I need to be planted. Amen. You need to be planted. You need some training. You need, even if you are trained, still need to continue to be developed. We need to continue to show up, the Bible study, whatever they have to offer. But ask the Holy Spirit to lead, and he will. He will lead you to the place where you need to be connected. It's not just enough to be saved, but you need to know how to mature in your relationship with God. For he is not after religion, but he is after relationship. This is a love story about relationship. Can we just praise God for victory today? Can we just praise God that we have the victory? Can we just praise God that he's bringing this thing? It is an expected end. Amen. And his blood has not only redeemed us, but distinguished us and bringing us out. I'm telling you, the Israelites were slaves. They came out business owners. They came out rich. What? Tell me, what did they have to do? They just followed the instructions. God is going to send either an apostle or a prophet into your life. I talked about this last night, and based on your obedience. Now, some people I know are not. Some people may not make it because they're too busy always trying to square up somebody from the outside and wondering if they're legit or not. But you're going to have to be tapped into the heart and mindset of God. You're going to have to stay there because God is going to send somebody that you may not be familiar with. They may not look like who you think they ought to look like. They may not even sound like an apostle or a prophet, but they are sent by God. Now, just like the woman who said they about to die, they're going to eat one last meal. Her and her son was going to die. But Elisha said, look, make me that meal. Mm-hmm. The prophet or apostle might tell you to do something. You like, wait a minute. How am I supposed to make this? Okay, did you not just hear what I said? I said that my son and I, we were going to cook this last meal and we were going to die. Now you telling me to make this meal for you and you eat it? What are we supposed to do? After he ate, what did he tell? Go find as many vessels as you can. And because of her obedience and making sure the prophet was taken care of first, y'all not hearing me, making sure that the prophet was well taken care of, she ended up becoming a multimillionaire right there. As long as she had the vessels, the oil kept pouring. As long as you have the surplus or the supplies, your oil is going to keep pouring. You're not going to leave up out of this place broke, busted, and disgusted. The Israelites plundered the Egyptians. Your enemies are going to have to bless you. The ones that came up against you the most is going to have to release it. The ones that said you would never be anything. Look, what happened? Wait a minute. Come on, somebody. Let's get up with the Tiger Woods, okay? How many people told him that he was done, that he was over? The people there that the master said he would never win another jacket. What just happened in 2019? He walked off with not his first, not his third, but his fifth master's jacket, and he took that check. Come on, somebody. Not only are you going to walk off with the plunder, but you are going to have some checks to follow you. You're going to have some wealth to follow you. Did you hear what the Bible said in Exodus 12? That the Israelites, what, stripped the Egyptians of what? Their wealth. That's what Tiger just did. He stripped them of their wealth. Give me my fifth jacket. I'm going to come back for the sixth, seventh, eighth one, however long I decide to stay in this thing, because now the eye of the tiger within him is wide awake. Now that he's overcome everything that everybody negative has said about him, you won't be able to stop Tiger Woods. He's going to just excel in everything he do. He had to get past those things that people might have planted. Some of you might just need to get past those things that people might have planted that has caused you to become stagnant, that's caused you to self-doubt yourself, caused you to look in the mirror a couple of times, caused you to say, is this going to work? Is this going to come to pass? But you've got to get it in your mind that you can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. You are coming out of this thing. It will not be a repeat. It will not be an harassment. Get ready to move forward because you're coming out of this. Well, this brings an end to this segment of the Fourth Watch Prayer, Praise and Power. I pray that you were blessed. Let me know something. Hit me up on my Facebook page, my Instagram page at Miss Lasandra J. Hardy. You also can follow me on Facebook at Lasandra J. Hardy. Amen. I don't really use Twitter anymore, but I guess maybe because I'm doing the radio show, I can come back to Twitter. Amen. It is Legacy_Lever. Make sure that you follow this show. I need some followers to come on. I know I haven't done it in 6 years, but we're going to continue to keep this flowing. I'll be right back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can log on by computer. You can log on through your phone. You can log on through your tablet. Or you can call and listen in live. I want to thank you. The area code 954-510-912-814-860-787-205 for listening in live through your phone. God bless you. And the peace of God rest upon you today as you go your way into worship or whatever you're set out to do. But let me let you know that you already have the victory. Let's go out with a great praise. I will see you or hear you or connect with you in the morning. Again, leave a comment. You also can find me on my website at www.iamlasandrajhardy.com. Go ahead and leave a comment on there. Also, I got coming up on June 1st, I will be honored with getting 2 doctorate degrees, 1 in divinity, the other in theology. What a great honor. I will talk about that at some time down the road, about the distinguished aspect of one that goes to 4 years, 5 years, whatever it may take to get a doctorate, and those who are honored with a doctorate degree. Let me tell you something. When God honors you, don't you throw it down talking about that's just a piece of paper because of other people and what they say, okay? When God honors you, it carries weight. When God chooses you to be honored, and the thing about it is I already had most of my credits for my doctorate. The only reason why I didn't cross the line was because they went up on my tuition and they gave me less in my and what they were going to do, my financial aid. So every time I tried to go back and get it done and get it done and get it done, the doors were closed. I fought to try to get back in, and nothing would work until I stopped doing what I wanted to do. And God told me a couple years ago, he said, look, I'm going to give you an honorary degree. He said, matter of fact, I'm going to give you 2. I'm trying to figure out how in the world am I going to get 2. I don't understand. I don't get it, Lord. What are you saying? I'm going to get 2. He said, I'm going to give you 2. Not knowing, I had to come into a place because I was the type of person, and I don't even know why I'm talking about this, but God, leave me go ahead and talk about it. I was the type of person when I was in doctorate school, I was like, okay, you know, I used to be on those debates. You know, if you just walk around with just an honorary doctorate, that didn't mean nothing, that you ain't earned that, you didn't do this. I mean, I was one of those strong ones that to truly believe you had to go through a 4-year institution or longer to actually have a doctor or to be called a doctor. And so I was one of those ones. I was on the debate club. Do you hear me? You used to argue this thing down. Do you hear me? It used to get heated because I was one of the ones that believed that until God sat me down one day. We had a coffee moment. It was like I sat down. I was across the table from God, and we had a coffee moment. Like, he had his little wisdom glasses on, and he was looking at me. And he spoke to me. It wasn't nothing. He didn't yell at me or anything. He was talking to me in a still, small voice. And he was like, if your mother was chosen to receive an honorary doctorate degree, do you mean to tell me that that's worth nothing? And when he said that to me, my whole heart, my whole pride, everything that I was just dropped on the floor. He said, do you mean to tell me you disrespect your mother? If I chose her to receive an honorary doctorate, would you treat her differently because she didn't go to the 4-year institute? She has a lifetime of work that I can honor her with. And you, I said, Lord, you're right. I said, not only do my mother deserve a doctorate, she deserved 20 doctorates for all the work that she's done, even behind the scenes. He was like, don't you ever discredit who I choose to honor. Otherwise, you'll miss me. And some of us, we have been blessed. We have been honored with distinguished credentials. We've been given things, and people have been made, you've allowed people to make us feel it's not worthy enough, it's not strong enough. But when we discredit what God is doing in our lives, God's honor carries more weight and will always carry more weight than man's honor. God's honor will choose you based on what you have done. You have found yourself to be faithful. And that's what he told me. He said, when you have found yourself to be faithful and to be obedient, I'm going to honor you. He said, would you disrespect your mother, who you know deserves more than 1 honorary degree, more than 1 honorary doctorate degree, more than 2 or 3 honorary? Do you mean you would disrespect your mother, or would you honor her? Would you call her doctor? Would you find her favorable? Will you honor in all that she do? I said, yes, Lord. Because she's got like 30, 40 years of committed service, faithful, just shows up, does what went above and beyond. He said, exactly. He said, I'm not looking at somebody that just does 4 years in the school and college. He said, I'm looking at the lifetime achievements that they have done, and I've chosen them to be honored. Some of you are getting ready to be honored in such a way. Don't you let man or their credibilities take you away from God's honor, because God's honor is going to put you on top. Amen. God's honor is going to open favorable doors. God's honor is going to cause your fruit to speak and announce you for itself. Amen. I pray you was blessed. I don't know why I went there, but that just, okay, I'm just leading by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So everybody be blessed. Let's rock out with I've Got the Victory. Join me in the morning at 6 a.m. God bless you.